Welcome into halftime of tonight's basketball game on 95.7 KQWC and 92.9 and 1570 KZWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Friday evening for our Senior Spotlight interview. Here we're talking with Webster City Senior Carson Doolittle joins us. Carson, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Of course.
So obviously right now you're in the middle of your senior wrestling season, and just for you, from your perspective and maybe from a team perspective, how do you feel you guys have started this season?
I feel like we started this season pretty good. I mean, after our first duel, we got in the wrestling room and improved on a lot of things, and we showed that in the next duel. One thing a lot of, like, the whole team has improved on recently is, like, their fight, because in the first duel, we kind of struggled with that. We kind of, like, gave up easy, and then practicing that just helped going forward.
And outside of wrestling, what are some of the other activities you've been involved in your time in Webster City?
My freshman and sophomore year, I was involved in football, but my last 2 years, I just wanted to focus on wrestling and do that year-round without football getting in the way of that.
And obviously with that, you know, you've had a very successful wrestling career, at least here to this point, at Webster City, and that lends itself to having a lot of memorable moments. And for you, what are maybe a moment or two, it could be in wrestling, could be outside of wrestling, but that really stands out to you as a memorable moment. What are a couple moments that would fall under that?
I would just say state duels last year. That was really big. That was really fun. It was a good experience to go there and see what that's like. And the whole team was going crazy, cheering each other on, and it was just great.
And with that, kind of shifting a little bit, keeping it on somewhat of the same topic, obviously, you've had a lot of achievements in your time in high school. What would you say the biggest achievement has been for you so far?
So far for my high school career, just probably placing at state all 3 years. And then just coming back, leveling next year, getting the next best thing.
And shifting topics from that, outside of school and wrestling as well, what do you like to do in your downtime?
Usually, I, like, not during wrestling season, I keep practicing wrestling, but I like to lift weights a lot and work out.
Gotcha. And now shifting to some topics that are a little bit on the heavier side, just in terms of the nature of the questions. But obviously, you know, everybody's in high school learns quite a few lessons in their time in high school. If you could go back and talk to your freshman yourself, or talk to someone that is a freshman right now, if you could give them one piece, one lesson of advice, what would that lesson be?
Just be grateful for every moment that you get to compete, because you never know when it might go downhill and you might get injured or something, and it could all go away just like that.
And kind of segueing into our last question, it's a question I saved for last for all of our student athletes we talk to, is obviously in your time in high school, a lot of kids have role models they look up to, teachers, coaches, parents, siblings. It could even be someone that was a couple years older than you that kind of showed you the ropes. For you in high school, who has been that role model, or who have been those role models for you?
I mean, growing up, I always watched my brother wrestle, so I kind of looked up to him. And then when I got to high school, Cam Petsenfarm, he kind of, like, showed me around, showed me how it all went down and stuff like that. So I'd say those two have the biggest impact.
Well, Carson, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck the rest of your senior wrestling season, and good luck the rest of your senior year.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, that was Carson Doolittle here in our Senior Spotlight interview here at halftime of our ball games. We'll be back after this on 95.7 and 92.9 1570 AM.